From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Evening Edition.
CBS Studios in San Francisco, I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Andrea Nakano. We begin tonight with the breaking news out of the Middle East. All across Israel, the IDF, along with U.S. forces, say they have been intercepting drone strikes launched by Iran. Here is video of strikes over Bethlehem, which is in the West Bank. You can see there the flashes of light showing the objects being intercepted. And this is what the skies of Tel Aviv looked like earlier today. Reporters in the area say they have heard close to 30 explosions. So far, we haven't heard if any of those drones have hit the city. The Israeli military says they are prepared for as many as 100 drones and 150 ballistic missiles incoming from Iran. Israel, Jordan, and Lebanon have all closed airspace in response to the attack.
This is a severe and dangerous escalation. Our defensive and offensive capabilities are at the highest level of readiness.
Iran says it's all in retaliation for an Israeli airstrike on their consulate in Syria 2 weeks ago. It killed 7 military officers, including a top commander in Iran's military. Iranian officials are saying it will be an isolated response, and it is not the start of an all-out war. A few hours ago, Iran's delegation to the UN released a statement saying the matter can be deemed concluded. However, should the Israeli regime make another mistake, Iran's response will be considerably more severe. The statement also warned the U.S. to stay out of the conflict. A live look now at Washington. White House officials say that President Biden will not be talking to the nation tonight. He has cut his trip to Delaware short to meet his national security team. Biden administration released this photo of the meeting in the Situation Room, along with a caption that says, in part, "Our commitment to Israel's security against threats from Iran and its proxies is ironclad." The USS Dwight Eisenhower aircraft is in the Middle East, an aircraft carrier. CBS News has also learned there are fighter jets on standby. The UK has confirmed they're providing help to US forces, but the UK says they are not actively shooting down drones.
Meantime, in Tel Aviv, what seems like a strange sight, many bars and pubs were still packed in the early hours Sunday. In many people's minds, living under the constant threat of an attack is the new normal.
But we still need to keep going with our life. We have shelter here, actually, so we keep going, and we don't have, like, much to do besides, like, be around the shelter, you know?
We already got used to being attacked for the last 6 months. So for us, it's just the usual night in Tel Aviv.
Leading up to the attack, the Lebanese group Hezbollah says they launched dozens of rockets at Israel's air defense headquarters. In their statement, the group declared support for the Palestinian people in Gaza. A former CIA counterterrorism official told CBS News it's not a surprise Iranian proxy groups are getting involved.
So the Israelis are prepared for this. The U.S. forces in the region are prepared for this. But there's a lot of unknowns. As far as escalation goes, we'll have to see over the next 12 to 24 hours what this all means. But there is a significant potential for an escalation.
Coming up at 6:30, we will be speaking with Bay Area Congressman John Garamendi, a longtime member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. CBS first brought you the news of the attack on air this afternoon. You can continue to get the latest updates throughout the night on our free streaming channel CBS 24/7 or on our website kpix.com. Back here at home, here is a live look around the Bay Area. We had some heat in the middle of the week. Now the rain is back, and Brian is here to look at the current conditions.
Now let's take a quick look at the high-def Doppler, which for the moment shows that showers over the Bay Area have mostly eased. But if you look offshore from Marin County all the way down to the Big Sur coastline, there's another packet of showers that will unload some rain over the Bay Area and parts south tonight. In general, the tendency is toward easing up. But there will be scattered showers overnight tonight. We'll have a complete forecast as to what's next, which, by the way, does include a warming trend. Why don't we cover the forecast in a few minutes? First, let's get back to Andrea.
All right, thanks, Brian. After the California state attorney decided not to file sexual assault charges against the former Windsor mayor, Dominic Fapoli, some of the accusers and their attorneys spoke out against the decision today. Attorney General Rob Bonta's office said on March 28th, at this time, we don't have enough evidence to warrant filing charges on the cases not barred by the statute of limitations. Highway 9 just north of Ben Lomond will remain closed the rest of the day due to a car crash into an energy pole late last night. Cars are being detoured through Alba Road to Highway 236 for now. It's still unknown when roads will fully reopen. And speaking of shutdowns, the Highway 1 slip out near Big Sur is affecting a lot of travel plans. And California State Parks officials say some other scenic spots on the highway are seeing an uptick in visitors. Brisa Colon reports.
Few drives are more iconic than Highway 1 in Big Sur. Tourists come from around the world to get a glimpse at the majestic vistas. But right now, scenic trips are at a halt following the Highway 1 road slip out.
If we didn't call my son the night before to tell him the trip, he said, "Do you know it's closed?" I was like, "No, it's not closed." And I looked and it was closed. So really last minute. Otherwise, we would have been really disappointed.
CHP says they've seen an average of 600 cars a day drive along Highway 1, even despite the closure. Many continuing to disobey large signs that are placed down the highway, notifying drivers that the road is closed.
Out of those 600 cars daily, about 50 of them are trying to travel through Highway 1 down to Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, and there's just no way they're going to be able to do that.
California State Parks, a top attraction for tourists, all closed since the slip out. State park officials now reporting a sizable uptick in tourists at all parks north of the closure. This was the line of cars outside of Point Lobos Friday, the parking lot full.
Because we did see it on Instagram, we thought, oh, well, we'll just check it out. And it's so worth it. It's beautiful.
This uptick prompting park rangers to increase their staffing and shift employees from their Big Sur locations up to Point Lobos to help. Non-essential travel blocked off from Big Sur, also posing a major economic impact. Officials estimate a loss of over $1 million a day.
We worry about the people with their businesses, with the economy the way it is, and that they're struggling anyway. So the closures really make a big effect.
It's just nature, right?
It's just nature, but you can still enjoy it and you can still support the businesses by going around and coming to the area still.
And Caltrans said this week it expects to complete the Highway 1 repairs by Memorial Day. But until then, they'll have to keep escorting convoys through the area.
We'll see you at 11.